Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
I just want us to read the Bible, actually. I want to look at two chapters, if we can, correct, in the book of Acts. Chapters 3 and 4. My focus is on 4, but I hope I'll get there. I believe I'll get there. I'll jump and skip in chapter 3, verse 1. Now, Peter and John, two of the disciples, went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer. And that was the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple. I want you to observe that what happened there had never happened in the life of this man before. He was born this way. Daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. And all they put him there to do, to ask for alms, not to get healed, to ask for alms from those who entered the temple. Who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. He did what was naturally expected of him to do. He did what he had always done since he was born, and he was wise enough to know the right from wrong. Since they would pick him up and put him there, he did what he had always done. See, he never came there for healing. Okay. He came there for alms. You know what the Lord said to me when I was telling all these things happening? He said, don't you know you the whole of this generation, and you are fooling them if you are not careful. It's all you preach and all they do in my presence is give me, give me, give me, give me. That's all. They scarcely come for me. I'm the pastor's, teach them how to get into give me, give me, give me. And we measure our Christianity by how much of the giving me we're able to acquire. There's nothing wrong in being wealthy. After all, I wish above all things that you prosper. Come on. So that's God's desire. And that you be in good health, fullness of soul, prosperous. But not to shift focus. Who seen Peter and John asked for alms? And fixing his eyes on him with John. Now I want you to understand that the Bible is zeroing in on Peter. Now any of the other disciples could get angry all they wanted. That was their problem. The Holy Ghost was zeroing in on Peter right now. And at different times you could be the Peter. For different situations you can be the Peter. And please, break yourself off from what people say or don't say. So when seeing Peter asked for alms and fixing his eyes on him with John, so he too fixed his eyes, but the emphasis is on Peter. Peter said, look on us. Okay. So he gave his attention, he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. But I'm sure if I ask you, what do you think he was expecting to get? Some good money. But there was something more than money. May you always have something more than physical to give. Which was all she was saying. When you give Jesus, they will get all they need in the physical. So your Father knows that I had need of these things. Seek ye first. Don't get caught up with the philosophy of today, present day philosophy. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. It's good to know what you have. In the name, what did he have? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and he thought he was hearing Greek. After a while, he thought it was Latin. When he couldn't make out any word, he said, this is some foreign language somewhere I don't understand. Then before he could decipher what it was, he said, I commanded you to walk in the name of Jesus. Somebody is going to follow that instruction here today. In the name of Jesus. Across the internet, somebody will follow that instruction here today. Somebody will get into what they've never done in their lives. In the name of Jesus. I can hear you. I can hear you there. Yeah. Glory be to God in the highest. Rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he leaping up, I reverse it in the name of Jesus. Yeah, the devil thought he would rejoice over somebody, but it has been reversed. I say reversed in the name of Jesus. Reversed in the name of Jesus. You know what it means to reverse it? He said the thief comes not before to kill, to steal, but I've come that we have what? Life. That's reversal. In the place of stealing, killing, destruction, life. An abundance of life. The opposite of what they expected and much more. In the name of Jesus. Woo! Come on, give him praise. So he leaped in verse 8. Leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple. And then, with them, walking, leaping and praising. He never walked before. He never stood before. Where you have never been able to stand, you will jump. In the name of Jesus, you will run. You will shout. You will leap. You will walk. You will run. You will jump. In the name of Jesus. Woo-hoo! I say, where you've never been able to do it, whether physically, emotionally, intellectually, financially, maritally, I say, where you've never been able to jump, where you've never been able to walk, where you've never been able to stand, you will jump, you will run, you will shout in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. Woo-hoo, hallelujah. Amen. And all the people saw him. I like God. God doesn't hide this. Peter didn't call the people to see. They saw. Peter didn't put on the television. They saw. Walking and praising God. They saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled. I like that. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you will fill the people with wonder. Yeah. I say when you are filled with the Spirit, you will fill with the people with awe. Awe of God. Because the Spirit will not leave them in doubt as to what is happening. I mean it. They were filled with wonder and amazement at what happened to him. Now, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John. No, they could have come to hold on to Tyro. See, God can use anybody at any time, and nobody has the right to dictate who. All the people ran together to them. Why? Because he was holding on to them. But look at, just watch. In the porch, which is called Solomon's. Greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, that he was holding on to them, and all the people were running to them, all right. You should clap for Peter, right? He responded to the people, men of Israel, why do you marvel at these? Or why look so intently at us as though by our own power? Learn to give him the glory immediately. Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us as though our own power or godliness or our glory, we have made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. He started from who they can identify with. The God of our fathers glorified his servant Jesus. That's what they didn't want to hear about. That was what they would not want to hear. But they were okay with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob glorified his servant Jesus. It's the same thing today. When you say Jesus, the devil. Hallelujah. But they must bow. Whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go, but to deny the Holy One and the just and asked a murderer to be granted to you and kill the Prince of Life whom God raised from the dead, of which we were witnesses, and his name. So before you begin to sing Peter, it is the name of the Jesus you rejected. It is the power in the name of Jesus. It is the name of Jesus. It is the name of Jesus. It is the name of Jesus. And through faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, so I'm not kind of judging you, and did also your rulers. But these things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets, that the Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. So repent therefore. You see where he anchored it? Souls. The reason for testimonies, the reason for healings, the reason for the big things we hear about is for souls. Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the war began. For Moses truly said to the fathers, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul will not hear that prophet. So there is no in-between. There are no two options for every man born of a woman. You must receive Jesus before you die. Let's tell people, we respect their religions. We respect their practices. What we are saying, that they must receive Jesus as Lord. They must believe in the name of Jesus. It's important, otherwise the hereafter is not assured of them. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who follow, as many as have spoken, have also foretold these days. You are sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. He's talking of Jesus there. To you first, God, having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away everyone from you, from your iniquity. You begin to understand clearly that fine, we are in the age of grace, but please, we don't practice sin. We don't. It says in the age of grace that his anointing dwells inside of us, and so we do not sin. What that means is that sin is not our nature. If we get caught up in sin, is an error for which we are most uncomfortable. When a Christian, born-again Christian, get caught up in sin, it's like a chicken perching on the line where you hang clothes. You think it will balance out? They never balance. They go like that. You are uncomfortable until you get off the rope. But for the unbeliever, what else do you expect? That's the normal thing. It's like a dog barking. And it'd be surprising if a dog does not bark. But you are not a dog anymore. You are like God. You are already like God. Your destination is known. We can predict you in the light of who Jesus is. You are not trying to become like him, you are like him. Positionally. And as you read and as you renew your mind, experientially, you become more and more like him until the rapture when you are totally like him. So you are different from the ordinary man on the street. You have been redeemed. You are saved. You are cleansed. You are clean. You are full of power. You have his nature. You have his character. You have his life. So encourage this life to flow. So when the Bible says that you cannot sin, what it means is that you cannot practice sin. You cannot live a sinful life. No, you cannot. You should be uncomfortable. There's something they call cyanide. Just smell of it in your drink. Smell in your drink. Your tummy will turn. Wow. That's the way sin is to Christian. That doesn't deny the fact that when you were doing it, it was pleasurable. But the pleasure that will kill you, I don't want. So we don't live our lives watching out for sin. That's sin consciousness. No. That's Old Testament. We live our life grace conscious. So we live our life righteousness conscious, power conscious, spirit conscious, health conscious, abundance conscious, because that's the life we have. So what if we slip into the other side? We're uncomfortable. We bounce back. Somebody say grace. Okay. Chapter 4. Now, as they spoke to the people, the priest, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. Can you see? He was holding on to them, and people were rushing to them. He swung into action, starting with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, ended with the Lord Jesus Christ, and said, repent. The numbers were souls. Souls. And it came to pass on the next day that their rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Annas, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and as many as were of the family of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power, now follow, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to him, to them, Peter what? I thought I was the only one that read it. Peter what? And what did he say? Rulers and the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged by the good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you and to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders and which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness, what did they see? Come and help me. Come and help me. Of who? Peter and John. That explained why they could say in the name of Jesus, rise up. They were bold. They believed enough. They were convinced. They moved out in boldness. Say, rise up. And they saw that boldness. I decree in the name of Jesus, that boldness will follow you everywhere you go. In the name of Jesus. I decree again in the name of Jesus, I say, be bold. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. Now hear me. They were uneducated and they were untrained. But it happened. How much more you? So what knowledge do you need in the business place that cannot be produced? The surgeon will not be able to explain what happened here. But this is somebody's profession. They couldn't help him. He was born that way. But in the name of Jesus. So don't you think that name can produce anything you need? Untrained, uneducated, they marveled. And they realized that their only qualification, they had been with who? I can hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. So when you gather in your church or you gather in a place like this, remember, you are gathering with who? Jesus. And the effect must manifest anywhere you go. Hello? And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to this man? For indeed, that a notable, from today, the works of your hand will be notable. Yeah. More so when it's in the name of Jesus, it shall be notable. Yeah. I say in the name of Jesus, everybody shout notable. Notable. Say in the name of Jesus, the works of my hands will be notable. Hallelujah. Amen. For indeed that a notable miracle has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. They didn't like them. They would rather remove them, but they could not deny. That's somebody's testimony. It's my testimony. But so that it spread no further among the people, they did something. Say, let us severely threaten. Say, threaten. All right. Threaten them that from now on, they speak to no man in this name. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further what? Threatened them. What is threatening you today? Okay, Carol. In the name of Jesus. What I just said in your Bible, I said that thing is in trouble. In the name of Jesus. I mean bad trouble. In the name of Jesus. They let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people. Since they all glorify God, they all did what? No, they glorify Peter. They glorify John. They glorify who? God. Woohoo! Ah. For what has been done? For the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. And being let go, they went to their own companies and reported all the chief priests and the elders had said to them. So when they heard them, they raised their voices. What did they do? They raised their voice to God. If I say voice, they raised their voice to God. All of them voice, that's one accord. They raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. The earth and the sea and all that is in them, including those who are bragging. Including those who are threatening. You made them. Can I see their prayer? Who by the mouth of a servant David said, why did the nation rage? Here they are bringing in the word there. And the people plot vain things. Whatever plotting of the devil against your life is vanity in the name of Jesus. I say it is futility in the name of Jesus. They have failed in the name of Jesus. They planned vain things. The kings of the earth took their stands and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord. When they come against you, they come against the Lord and is anointed. Hallelujah. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together to do whatever your hand, they can only do what your hand will allow them to do. What do you want to do? They don't know that God is behind everything. And God will not allow what he will not allow in your life. He will only allow what will further glorify him and of course conclude your assignment. And that's why we are not sin conscious, ladies and gentlemen. We are righteousness conscious, we are grace conscious, we are victory conscious, we are power conscious in the name of Jesus, because we know that we are complete in Him, who is the head of all principalities and powers. We know. We know who we are. Hallelujah. That's why we don't play with sin. Praise God. Where did I stop? To do whatever your hand, verse 28, and your purpose determined before to be done. Now, Lord, hallelujah, see their prayer. See, they are yet to make it clear. See what they are now praying for. They say, now, Lord, do what? I can hear you. They were threatened, they were further threatened, and then they have threatened them and further threatened them, they let them go. Say, Lord, look on that. Because don't miss words. Say what you want to stop. Say what you want to release. That's what they said. Look on their threat. The one that did like this in the village, he said, God, sure you saw the hand. Ah, Ronnie. I say it will wither in the name of Jesus. Look on their threat. Where did I stop? 29, chapter 4. Where are you? Okay, I need to stop now. Now look on their threats and grant to your servant. See what they did? They did stay there fighting with the threats. Look on their threats and grant your servants what? They are stealing, they are killing, they are destroying. Come on, receive life. Malobo Santa Bayaba. Receive what? Life. Good to see you. She's a minister. I got your book. God bless you. Look on their threat and grant to your servants what? Boldness. Boldness to bag. The threat was, don't speak the name of Jesus. Give me boldness to speak. Speak your word. So I will, in the name of Jesus, the name of shout up by you. Hallelujah. Don't get intimidated by anybody. Boldness that we may speak your word by stretching out. When we speak your hand, you will do what is causing the trouble. When we speak your word, you will stretch your hand to heal. She is the man they saw. They will see the dead rise. Give me what? Boldness. Malabo shandara baba. How? In the name of Jesus. Woohoo. By stretching your hand to hear, and the signs and wonders may be done through what? The name. Come on, let me hear you shout it. The name of Jesus. Let's stop there. We just read the Bible, didn't we? And with her, we just read the Bible. Can't you see there's power in the word of God? He said, the word I speak to you, they are what? And they are what? So we're in December. Our month of what? Double honor. For your shame, you will receive what? Hey. For your threat, you will receive what? Boldness to speak the word in the name of Jesus. Malabo. Expect something unusual this month. Honor. Double. They are planning your shame, your disgrace. Come on, get ready. Double honor in the name of Jesus. They are planning your intimidation. Come on, get ready for a bold declaration, for signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, shall we rise up?
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.